Parakopay. Now he's going to praise. He's going to praise over the Yemosa Mashiach. Hashem Elokai, Ataru Mimcha, you I will exalt. Odeshimcha, I'm going to thank your name. Kiyosisa Pela Eitzos Merachok Emuna Amen. You have done wonders, right? Eitzos Merachok, you have plans from far away, from all the way back when. Emuna Omen, and everything has happened and it's come true. Meaning these are things where everybody talked about, everybody said it was going to happen, but nobody really believed it because everybody's like, yeah, whatever. When Mashiach comes, then I'll come and look at it. And then it happened. Then it happened, says Yishai. Well, no, it hasn't happened yet. Yishai is watching it. He's seeing it with his own eyes.
It almost happened this year.
To him, yeah, unfortunately. He's something here, Lagol. You have turned a city into a mound. Kiryat Betzura, an entire area, like a big city, into Kiryat Betzura, like a fortified city. Lamapela, you knocked it down. Armon Zarim Meir La'olam Lo'yibane. The enemy's palace you made into a city that will no longer be built ever again. And that's the idea behind it. The wonders at that time is the ability to knock down things that were not there beforehand. There's going to be the city, the fortresses, the palaces, whatever it is. Some say this is a reference to Rome. If it is Rome, then this is already done. We've never done such a thing. You know, it's done. Rome is not Hitler. If anybody would say, like, oh yeah, we're all going up against Italy now. I mean, that's not
Rome,
bad.
Rome is soccer. Rome turned into Christendom. I mean, like,
that's so that's what it would be. World. So whatever it is, that's what it would be referring to. I don't know if this is part of the idea, you know, the famous line where the Twin Towers came down in 9/11. So they said that there was a pasuk that referenced it and whatever it is. Right? I don't know if this is part of the pasuk that referenced it.
How can we do that? Besides, Lo Yibaneh, they just finished building World Trade Center 1.
They didn't build a World Trade Center, though. They built a new...
First off, they built it once, and then they fixed it, and they blew it up again, and they knocked it down.
Pasuk Gimel. Okay. Yechabducha am oz, kiryas goyim aritim yira'ucha. Therefore, the people that are very brazen, they're going to bring you honor, right? A huge city of nations that are strong, they're the ones who are going to fear you. The people who had literally had nothing to do with you, the Jewish people considered you as whatever it is, right? Now, they're all of a sudden going to fear you, they're going to honor you for doing what you did. You have been a safe hold for the poor people. Ma'oz la'avion, for the destitute. But tarlo maximizaram, when there was pain for them, you became protection from the storms. Tzel michorez, it was a shadow from the heat. Ki ruach haritzim kizaram kir, you were like, because the wind, the spirit of those who are powerful, was like a torrential rain upon the wall. And that's what it was like. And therefore, you protected the people who needed protecting. Right? All the things that are there. Obviously, the people that went through all the countries and killed every Jew that they could find, whether it was under the Nazis or the Spaniards or whoever it was that took down the Jews at any given time. Right? This happened over and over and over again. That means like a torrential downpour upon the wall, which refers to us. Okay, Sh'on Zariv. Like the desert heat, right? Like how it goes out. Sh'on Zariv was the cries of the enemies. Tachnia, you were able to knock them down. Chorib Bitzel of Zemir Aritzim Ya'aneh. Right? Again, as the heat goes away under a cloud's shade, so too the destruction of the fearsome are going to, I guess you could say, it's going to subdue them. They're going to be so afraid of a Kaddish Baruch Hu, they're not going to be able to do anything at all. Hashem is going to make for all the nations on this mountain Mishteh Shmarin. It's going to be a feast of oils, a feast of wine sediment, Shmanim Mumuchayim Shmarin Mizukakim. And it's going to be the best stuff, right? It's going to be
things full of marrow, dregs well refined.
That's pretty good. It's going to be good stuff on that day, right? He's going to make a huge amount, right? Whatever it is. Now, you could also read it another thing over here, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make the Mishteh Shmanin into a Mishteh Shmarin. And it's going to be a Mishteh of dregs that you're going to come out with absolutely nothing at the end of the day. The good stuff turns into garbage.
That thing which they think that it will be easy for them, like fat, which is smooth and soft, will be converted into a piece of
something that's there. So that's the idea behind it. The retribution is going to be there, and they're going to feast in whatever, but it's not going to work. Instead, they're going to be served defeat. They're going to be defeated on the mountain. We don't know when this refers to. Ubila Bahor Hazeh Pnei Halot, right? He is then going to remove the veil, right? Halot Al Kol Amim, which is the veil above all the nations, Al Masecha Nesuch Al Kol Goyim, as well as the mask that is put upon all the nations itself. What is that mask? It's the inability for the nations into the world to see the truth. He's going to remove their Yetzirah and show them that they don't need that Yetzirah. They don't need it. And when you don't have that Yetzirah, then look at what the world is like. And all of a sudden they're going to realize, oh wow, there is a God. Meaning, people think that they need, and the way we live our world is, we have to use our Yetzirah and treat it, in the, you know, and somehow use it within our Avodas Hashem. To which HaKadosh Baruch Hu was showing them, no, I'm going to take off that mask. You're not going to need the Yetzirah anymore. You're going to see how the world works, right, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then they're going to see it, so to speak. And again, Binyamin, this is just for you. Mm-hmm. The scientists are finally going to realize how God is behind everything, and it's not just, right, just science. Yeah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there. What's up?
We have the Yetzirah. The Jewish people have the Yetzirah.
Even us. No. It's also going to be taken away from us. I was taken from the 12 million.
I thought the
Yitzhar,
the
Satan
gets shechted at a certain point.
So to speak, and that's what it means that the
Yitzhar
is gone.
There is no Yitzhar, doesn't mean people. I mean, people only know what they're educated and see or whatever. I mean, how many people can discover things and they're like, oh, I must be the mitzvah of, you know, lulav.
At this point,
I don't know what the mitzvah of lulav is.
Okay, granted, it's not that the Yitzhar is automatically going to get them the mitzvah of lulav. They'll be better people, knowing that there's no more tina, taiva, kavod, anything like that. No takros, nothing like that.
What is gone. What is learning?
Right? You lost everything.
What's the Yitzhar? I mean, like, learning about lulav, mitzvah of lulav. Wait, not wanting to do it because you're sitting on the couch watching television is one thing, but, like, learning about the mitzvah of lulav and all the deeper meanings of it.
They'll want to. Well, it no longer will be that way. Things will be more exciting.
It will become
that. It is. Let's go on. Pasuk Chai. At that point, death will be ended forever. Hashem will erase or take away tears from all faces. He will then remove the degradation, the shame from his nation. From on the face of the entire earth. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying. Now, there is probably still going to be death. Most Mashiach is a machlokas, Shmuel and Reb Zoch. I always forget the other one. It's Shmuel and one of the other Amorayim on whether or not Most Mashiach is going to be regular, or if it's going to be something different from the rest of the world. What's it going to be like? Right? Shmuel said it's the exact same thing. Yemos Mashiach. Olam Haba is different. The other opinion, I mean, Reb Chiya Bar Abba maybe, whoever it is, says that no, Yemos Mashiach is totally different. Everything that they're talking about is going to happen then. If this is the Rambam's version of Yemos Mashiach, that means that Bilam Avos LeNetzach means no more murder. There will be no more murder because people won't want to murder other people. There will be no more pogroms, no Holocaust. People will die, but people will... Agreed. But nonetheless, meaning, Mavet said that. People will live long lives, very, very long lives, and that's what they'd be able to do. But the Pashup Shah behind the Pasuk is that all death will be gone. Nobody will die anymore, and eventually it will be Tchias HaMesim. And that's what you'd assume, and that's what we say right when we talk at somebody's funeral. Right, that's the idea behind the pasuk. Now, you should know, by the way, the fact that we say that at funerals is a very strange minhag. We're not allowed to say a pasuk that's cut up and only say like half the pasuk. So first of all, whenever you hear people say it, they'll always say Umacha Hashem Dima Mi'al Kopanim. They won't say Hashem Elokim. That's the first part. Second part is they forget the rest of the pasuk. They don't say Vekherpazamo Yosir Mi'al Kolamo in the Alkala Aretz Ki Hashem Diber. No one says that part of the pasuk. So it is weird that we do it at funerals, considering that's not the halacha. The halacha is that we're not allowed to say a pasuk that's not there. Nonetheless, the idea behind the pasuk and what we're trying to get out of it is clear. And the clarity of this pasuk is that everything will be gone. It will be a totally new world. And people will say on that day, behold, this is our God. We have hoped for him, and we have waited for this salvation. This is Hashem that we have hoped for. So we will rejoice and we'll be happy in his salvation.
I don't know. This is not talking about period after Mashiach.
It's possible. Yeah, it's possible. Olam Haba. It's possible. Tchias HaMesim. In this case, the famous line is that everyone is going to be equal in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we're going to be able to see God equally. Everybody will be able to point and say, this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, hold on a second. If everybody's on a different level and you're pointing from different levels, the whole line is that this is the Ben Yishkai at the end of Gemara Tainis. Says we're all going to be in a massive circle, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be in the middle, and everybody will be equal and be able to point right there, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be able to say, Zeh Hashem Kivilo Nogilin Yisrael Bishwaso. Everyone equally will be able to point and stare right at the middle that's right there. We're going to be able to do it.
Was that really done there, or everybody's able to see the...
See, I don't know if everyone was equal then. Everyone saw it and was able to point up. So
did they not have been?
They might have been there.
They were all
Shifcha Yam. Shifcha Yam was there for Moshe Rabbeinu. He saw that Moshe. He saw the Yoshua. Maybe Yoshua wasn't at the level.
At that moment, while they were leading Mitzrayim, the
call. Maybe at that moment,
saw was the same vision.
Maybe the same Zeh.
Moshe obviously was Moshe.
Very, very good call. But that's the idea of what it's supposed to be. At the end of days, everyone is equal. Everyone will be able to understand how they fit into our Kodesh Baruch Hu. We're literally one big circle of He's done Nuach Yad Hashem Baharadet. That's when Hashem's hand will rest upon this mountain, right? The Nadush Moab Taktov. Moab will then be threshed in its place. Kihidush Masbein b'mo madmena, right? As if straw is supposed to be threshed in madmena. That's how Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to knock down Moab. Now remember, Moab represented Gaiva. That's what we talked about before, where they believed in Gaiva and Taiva and whatever it was, and they believed that they were the Iker, that they were so rich and powerful, whatever it was. This is the Moab that Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to knock down and thresh them for their arrogance, for their betrayal, like what we said in Tezvav and Tezayin earlier. That Moab is going to be gone. That's the idea behind it.
Why is this Moab component after, like, the peaceful, all the nations of the world will, like, come to understand everything?
It's an interesting call. It really represents the Gaivadika people. At that moment, right, when all this is done, there will be no people with that Gaiva.
Will Moab no longer have Yisrael, and therefore they'll do Tshuva or whatever it is they have to do?
Yeah.
So why would they be punished after that?
They're not punished. No, it doesn't mean that way. They're threshed. No, they're going to be threshed, meaning you're going to come out with the good and get rid of the chaff. All of their garbage is gone. It might be painful, but that's the idea. Ufiras yadav bikirbo. At that point, they're going to spread their hands all along. The same way that a swimmer, like a, what's that guy's name? The guy wins the 150. Michael Phelps is able to swim through. Vihishbo gaivasuim orbos yadav. Hashem will then knock down all of their arrogance and all of their power, everything they have. Umitsa miskav komosecha. And the power and all the lines of all of their walls up above, Heshach, he'll knock it down. He's going to knock them down until they hit the dust of the earth. And that's the idea behind. So that's the idea behind it. Their Moabim are going to act like swimmers. In other words, try to swim away from what they see, trying to swim away. But nonetheless, at the end, they're going to stretch their arms out and help. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give it to them right after they had all that arrogance. And I remember, because this is the part that they quoted all over the place for 9/11. And I just don't remember. There was a Rebbe that said, get ready for Mashiach because when this takes place, etc. I'm almost positive that was the part they quoted. It's only been 13 years.
A lot of it in Nevi'im, Yeshaya, especially in your employer. It's written in code.
Yeah.
It's written in nice flower language. How's anybody supposed to know what he's talking about? Exactly what he's talking about.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. I think that's part of the power of the Nevi'im, that it always applied to every nation at any point.
I was thinking, maybe it's always been something that you always apply to.
To something that's out there.
But then if somebody really locks it in by saying, oh, this is for sure.
Oh, for sure. No. Then you wouldn't say that. Nobody's saying it's only this. And if they are, then they're wrong. Right? It would have to be, it would be this. Yeah. You know what? Let me show up come tomorrow and I'll say, like, oh, see? This is really funny. You know, we can do that. All right, Perek Chavav, guys.
You guys unlocked the secret.
Yeah, we figured it all out. Bayomahu Yushar Ashira Zed Eretz Yuda, Ir Oz Lanu Yeshua, Yashis Chomos Vachel. The following song is going to be sung on that day in the land of Yehuda. The city of our strength will be like a salvation upon a high wall and a low wall. Okay, this is going to be literally an idea. So the walls over here do not mean physical walls. That's not what it's referring to over here. Rather, it means a spiritual presence. There will be a presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu around Yerushalayim Tzadikim that will protect them more than any other physical wall, so that no Gentile nation, no non-Jewish nation will come up against it. That will not be happening. That's going to be there. Now, it's also possible that on this day, this is an actual shir. This is the song we're going to sing. So if you want to memorize it now to get it down for that age, right, this is the song that we're going to actually sing. Peaceful Sharim, open the gates. Very similar to what they said by Shlomo Melech, right? Usharim Hashechem. V'yavo goy tzadik shomer amunim. And give entry to the righteous nation, the ones who are preservers of the faith. Now here, shomer amunim is where we learn that a person has to be very careful about always answering amen. Shomer emunin, they have to be careful about answering amen, is that the people who will survive in the times of Mashiach comes from those who answer amen to brachos and try their hardest to make sure that they're always answering. What? Not as necessary, although that's a nice thing to say. But the amen is the important part. The amen is the major part over here. That's the idea. Then the gates will open for such people. Yetzer samuch, right? Yetzer samuch titzor. Shalom, shalom. You have to knock down the Yetzer Hara and then grant peace, for we are going to trust within you. And that's going to be the idea behind it. We're going to see that there are going to be several levels of peace that we're going to have. There's going to be between your body and your soul, among people themselves, and then between Jews and non-Jews as well.
Do we see anything about Amin
Yesh Me Rabba?
Where do we get that from?
Amin Yesh Me Rabba? Tosus Brachos Abdalit. Amen. Gimel Med Aleph. Yehesh Mo Hagadol Mevorach. That's the line that the Malachim used for Kadosh Baruch Hu when Rabbi Yossi was in the Churba, when he was in the desert. That's where Tosfos goes through the whole thing of Yehesh Me Rabba, why we do it in America, etc. Alright. Bichu Hashem Ad Yad. Trust in Kadosh Baruch Hu, Berbiki B'Hashem Tzur Olamin, because God is the foundation of the entire world. And again, that's going to be faith, that we have faith that Kadosh Baruch Hu will bring the salvation. Ki Yeshach Yoshe Marom. He has humbled those who are on high. Kiryan Yisgav Yashbelen. He knocks down the high cities. He brings down the land, he brings down to the dirt. He knocks it down, or it's trampled underfoot, right, of the poor people, of the souls of the poor people. That's what's going to be over here. Now, this is interesting over here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do three things that he's going to knock down completely. The first thing he's going to do is going to knock down the malachim of all the nations above. Then he's going to knock down the technology of that nation and everything that that nation has that they consider like the biggest. For example, in the first thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did in Mitzrayim is he knocked down Rahab, who's the Malach of all of Egypt. That was the first thing HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. Then he took down the chariots of
like
Egypt.
That's like a spiritual level. Like what Hashem does in the spiritual realm, really.
That's the realm up there. That's the first thing Hashem does, so to speak, in order to knock down the nation. The next thing he does is he goes for their technology, that which they hoped for. In other words, Mitzrayim was well known for their chariots. Their chariots were brilliant, and it was something they had a suspension system in which they were able to go over uneven ground, and they were still able to fight and shoot arrows while on those things. They were the first people to come up with a suspension system of some type of a chariot that they could ride with horses, and they'd be able to shoot while on their horses. The first people to come up with such a concept. Right? And because they were able to come up with such a concept, they would. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu immediately made sure that the chariots lost their wheels. And then afterward, the final thing is that it's going to be those people who are right there, the people themselves, right, who trampled the Jews themselves, those people are going to be destroyed. That's the idea behind it, especially those who knock down the Jews. Pasuk 9. Orach letzadik meisharen. The path of the tzadik is straight. Yashur magal. Tzadik tzaleif. O tzadik, measure the path of the righteous. That's what we're saying from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're saying we want to have, I guess the idea behind it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we will need HaKadosh Baruch Hu's help all the way through. Even the tzadikim, right? Even the tzadikim are going to need HaKadosh Baruch Hu's help to be able to get through, because they are actually judged the harshest out of anybody else. Af orach mishpatecha, Hashem tvinucha lishimcho lezichcha tavas nafesh. But along your path of justice, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we want you, your name and your remembrance was all that our souls desired. Not she'ivi sicha b'layla, my soul yearned for you during the night. That refers to obviously galus. Af rucha b'kirbi, my spirit within me, ashachareka, it looks for you in the morning. Ki kasher mishpatecha la'aretz, when your judgment comes down to the land, tzedek lamdu yoshvei tzedel. All the people of the earth will learn of your righteousness. They're able to figure it out, and they're able to do that. The times of meditation, that's the time of night when things are, you know, still, and you can think, and you can do things on your own, and nothing else is going on. That's the idea of when you have the ability to start looking for a HaKadosh Baruch Hu. During the day even when I'm busy and I'm doing other things, my hope is that eventually I can get to the point where even during the day I can see a HaKadosh Baruch Hu, my daily actions, my daily everything, where I'm able to find a HaKadosh Baruch Hu there. And that probably is the most important thing for, you know, for people who are going to work. It's easy to find a HaKadosh Baruch Hu when you're learning all day. It's not easy to find a HaKadosh Baruch Hu when you're not learning all day. When you're out in the middle of, you know, in the middle of college or in the middle of school, in the middle of whatever it is, right? In the middle of work, you get out there. How do you find a HaKadosh Baruch Hu when you're working on this, that, and the other? Where is a HaKadosh Baruch Hu there? And that's what he's saying. the ability to think about it at night will lead to you thinking about it during the day when you're doing other things. Yuchan Rasha. The Rasha will be pardoned, or should the Rasha be pardoned? Balom Tzedek, who doesn't have the ability to learn Tzedek. The Eretz Nechokos, in a land where everything is against him. Ya'avel, Ubal Yirageus Hashem. He will sin, and he should never see the greatness of God. And Yeshaya here is davening that those who do not get involved in this thing, who don't want to deal with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they shouldn't be able to see anything. Don't let them get this great reward. Hashem, Roma Yodcha, Hashem, your exalted hand. Bal Yechazonia, they refuse to see. Yechzu Ve'evoshu, let them see and be embarrassed. Kines Am, Af Esh Tzorecha Tolchlein, the jealousness or the zealousness that you have for your people, as well as Af Esh Tzorecha, the fire of your enemies, Tolchlein, let that fire consume all of your enemies and let them all be gone. And Pasuk Yubeis, Hashem Tishpos Shalom Lanu, Hashem should place peace for us, Ki Gam Kol Maaseinu Pa'al Talanu, for you have already done what we needed. You punished us for all of our sins. Hashem Elokeinu Ba'alunu Adonim, right? Azulasecha, Levad B'chon Atzkir Shemecha. Hashem, a God, right? Other masters besides you have been our masters, have been in charge of us, right? But only you did we call your name and we said that you're our God. Mason Bal Yifyu, right? They are dead, they will not get up for Tzchias Mason. Refayim Bal Yitum, those giants will no longer get up. You have made the command, you have destroyed them, you have gotten rid of all of any memory of any of them. Okay, Yasapta Lagoy Hashem, Yasapta Lagoy, right? You have, when you exalted a great nation, Yasapta Lagoy Nechbarita, you were then, were you honored? I see. When you gave greatness to a certain nation, were you honored? Rechakta Kokot Ve'aretz, or when you made their lands even wider, did they thank you for what you did? Hashem, Hashem, Batsar Pekaducha, when they were in distress, they called out to you. Tzakun Lachash, right? Musar Cholomo. I would assume this goes now to Bnei Yisrael. Yeah, this is the Jewish people, right, when they're there. Tzakun Lachash. Yeah, that makes sense. Tzakun Lachash, Musar Cholomo. And that makes sense, because right now, right, when they had that pain, that's when they called out to you. When your Musar met them, right, then there was an outpouring of whatever they could do. They prayed as much as they could. Hara Takra Let, it's like a pregnant woman who's about to give birth. Takul Tizak, she starts to cry out a couple of from her pains. That's what we did in front of you, Hashem. Harinu Chalnu, we conceived. Chalnu, we shook. Kamo Yoladnu, we just barely gave birth, but to a Ruach, just to a spirit. Yeshua's Balnas said there was no salvation Eretz that came down to the land. Nobody in the earth has been fallen. And that's the saddest part. Listen, Baruch Hashem, I've never experienced this. I never want to experience this. I hope it never happens. But the hardest pain that a person could possibly go through is to go through an entire labor and give birth to a stillborn. Or maybe you didn't make it. Like, you can't imagine anything more painful. They're in pain anyway. Right? They're in pain for everything that they had anyway.
Somebody's all of a sudden raised a child to a certain age and a child.
I can't say. Obviously, I have no idea. I don't know which is more painful. I can say this is definitely painful. Right? And that's what it felt like to Bnei Yisrael, where they felt like they went through all this pain and everything was there and they sat there and they called out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and they felt that they were about to be saved. Then all of a sudden they're expecting Mashiach to come and he doesn't come. After the Inquisition, after Kachvatat, after the Kalmaniki massacres, after the Holocaust, right? And everybody says, well, now it's going to happen. It's got to happen now. It's got to be now. And then all of a sudden it just doesn't happen. It's a Ruach and there's nothing there. You know, you get your hopes up, like we just said about 9/11. You get your hopes up, you're waiting, you're sitting there, you're like, oh, it's going to be now, right? And then 14 years later, we're sitting there, it's 2015 almost, we're sitting there, well, nothing happened. That obviously was not it. Or if it was, it's going a lot slower than we thought it was going to be.
Of all the bad things that happened, I mean, the Holocaust was like,
obviously,
whatever the word is, but I mean, you can't help
it. I'm not comparing.
No, I'm not comparing with the other either. I'm just saying that how could it be people say, like, yes, it's a crazy thing, you know, but.
You can't, but every generation has their thing. Their part where they say, like, oh man, it should happen now. Right. Now it could.
But whenever that happens, they should just step back and be like, okay.
And that's the point. The point is, it's a Ruach, but sometimes that's discouraging. After a while, people start getting very discouraged. They start looking at it and they're saying, well, it's not happening. It's never happening. And that gets very discouraging. And that's what it means. The first time comes through. I'm sorry?
You're supposed to wait for it every day, but maybe at one point you just kind of put it out of your mind and be like, you know, it will come when it will come.
Yeah. I mean, there's the honest truth. I mean, what are you going to do, right? There's no, I mean, it keeps happening. There's nothing we can do. We just hope for it to happen the next time.
It'll probably be more of a negative.
No, that exactly. That's why. But people need something to look forward to. It's part of the reason why I think Yaakov even wanted to tell the Cates, but never did. If he would have told the Cates, says the Gemara, if he would have told them the Cates of when the Shechtz was going to come, and it was 5775, then all the people would be 5775? My gosh, you kidding me? It's 2408. What does that mean to us? You know, that would kill them. It would kill them. What, 3,300 years?
It would just kind of be like, everybody would just be lax.
Yeah, of course.
You know, like,
they wouldn't survive.
They would sit there and ponder.
They wouldn't survive.
Whatever.
If you may sekel, says Yeshaya, let your dead live. Let all the corpses rise up, and not in a zombie sense. We're in the land of, you know, the world of zombies right now, where everything is zombie this, zombie that, right? And the amount of games that are out there and video games of zombies. It's not like that. It's different. Tekiyas Mason is not a hand coming out of the ground like Rob Zombie has out, like coming out, like going around eating brains. It's not what zombies do. Tekiyas Mason is when the dirt literally creates a brand new person. You have a brand new person coming out from the ground, not from beneath the ground, unless the person never rotted, but the actual ground forms itself into the person, and that person is formed from the dirt, like Adam was formed min ha'adamah. That's what it's going to be. It's going to be a brand new thing, totally different people. Hakitzu v'rananu shoknapor. They're going to wake up and they're going to sing, those who lie down in the dust. Kitau oros talecha. Your dew is like the dew of light. The aretz refa'im tapio, and the earth will give forth all of the Eretz Rephaim Tapils. You're going to knock down all of those that are giants and everything like that. That's what's going to happen. It's literally, it's a life-giving light and dew that fertilizes the ground like Zera fertilizes an egg. That's what it's supposed to be. The word that they use for rain is Holy Dove Hitzmicha. It has the ability to literally, it's almost as if the rain penetrating the ground is like a man to a woman, causing the earth to sprout forth with a baby, which are plants. That's how Tchias HaMesim is going to be. It's going to be literally the ground that is impregnated, giving birth to children. And that's what it's going to be like toward that time. And again, the people may not be what you expect. Ramosha Feinstein will probably not come out as he looked when he was 85 years old.
Isn't that what the Midrash says when it says Azimali spoke? You know, to somebody who died when they were young, they'll be, you know, that somebody's like 85 will be treating them with respect to that, his father, but he lived to be 85 and his father was.
And that's
85.
It. But the looks, what's the look going to be like? How are they going to look? The deed that they make in Derech Hashem by the Ramchal is that the look is going to be that of a young man. You're going to see it as if it's just a young man that in the height of their greatness, when they look the best, that's going to be there. Everybody's flaws are going to be taken care of. So let's say a person has a big nose, right? It seems like if that's a flaw, then that'll be taken care of. Let's say a person has, I don't know, like a real bad cut where he's recognizable because he has that cut on his skin or a certain birthmark. But if everything's fixed, then I think it's a different recognition. It's almost as if that the perfect world will consist of perfect people. It could be that they're all going to look pretty much the same. Who knows? We have no idea what this is going to be like whatsoever.
What about the people who are alive at the time?
That's a good question. What they would
like.
Well, the line, Mochatzi Vanirapa, right, which is in Hazinu, I have hit or, you know, injured and I will heal them. And then it says the line that they're going to come back to life. So maybe that also. Who knows? Lechami Bobachadurecho. Go, my people. Go into your rooms, unfortunately. Skor Dolsecho Vadecho. Close the doors amongst you. Chavi Kim At Rega. You have to hide for a little while. Ad Yavor Zam. Until this wrath will pass. And that, of course, is referring to the Zman of Ikvus Sunt Mashiach. There's going to be a time where we're going to be scared. We don't want to walk outside. Some say that it's the rooms of Beis Medrash. Run into the Beis Medrash and study Torah, and that way you'll be able to be successful. successful. That's what you should get yourself involved with. But other way, hide inside your room. Get away from the plague. That's the only thing you can do. Because Hashem will come out on that day. He will find the sins of those who are living in the land a love upon the land. The land will give forth its blood. It will no longer cover up those that it killed. There will be no more rachamim during that time. So the Jew's going to have to go inside, and that Jew is going to have to sit there, and unfortunately, you know, there are going to be some difficulties over here. No more rachamim.
I don't understand. We just went from Chias Amesim to...
No. Chias Amesim. But in order to get there, you're going to have to hide for a little bit. Stay behind. Sit back a little bit and wait for it to come. It will come, but you're going to know it's going to take a little bit. Yeah, what are you going to say, Nechamia?
No, I'm just not understanding that all this fear thing is going to happen before Chias Amesim, right?
No. This fear happens right before Mashiach comes,
okay,
and right before Tchias HaMesim in that sense, right? Before Tchias HaMesim. It's just saying, right, here's Tchias HaMesim. It's going to be awesome, guys. Everything's going to be good. However, you're going to have to hide for a little bit before that happens. There's going to have to be a little bit of a fear before that happens. And there's going to be one last thing, and that's that. Hopefully, we no longer have to have that. Let's hope to God that it's going to be Mashiach's going to come in such a way where that won't happen. Right? That imagine, I mean, literally, that is something that is a little bit beyond our imagination now. We don't live in pre-war Europe where there are pogroms or people being killed or people used to death. You know, I don't mean to say it this way, but we're babies. A person passes away and we can't stop crying. When back then, death was a part of life. Everybody died. Everybody died very, very quickly. It was just normal.
People still die.
What? No, but people live a lot longer. There's a lot easier ways for people to live. It's very, you know, infant death syndrome is now gone. You know, that idea is pretty much out there. Yeah. Nowadays, a person passes away, obviously it's a tragedy, but you know, it's like it's a one in a how many people live and how many people die, as opposed to whatever. You got sick back then, you were dead in weeks. That was it. Alright, Bayomahu, Parakov Zayim, Bayomahu Yivkar Hashem B'charboa Kosha V'agdolva Chazaka Aluv Yosin Nachash Briach Aluv Yosin Nachash Kalasin V'harek Zanin Asher Bayom. On that day, Hashem is going to remember with his heavy sword, with his harsh sword, and his great and awesome strength. He's going to knock down this straight snake, the curvy snake, and he will kill the alligator, or the dragon, that lives inside the sea. Now this refers to Egypt, Assyria, and Edom. Those three mighty nations are going to be knocked down. Why each one refers to that? That I'm not positive. I'm sure there are Rishonim that will explain that. But nonetheless, the Nachash Briach. Now this is the famous Gemara that's brought down in Baba Basra, Ayin Dalev and Aleph, that goes through the whole thing of what the Leviathan is. I always thought that it makes sense as a sea creature. You'll hear of all these sea creatures that are like these giant eels, and hear these sea creatures that have like these bumps on their back, right? That's the Nachash Briach, the one that's like a bar, and the Nachash Akalasin that has the little thing on its back. Now, I'm not saying that Nessie is alive. I'm just saying that whatever these sea creatures are, right, those are the two different types that they describe them as, and that's what we're referring to. What are you going to say, David?
It says Nachash Briach is small.
He's small. What else you got?
And Akalasin is Edom.
Edom, and what else? And Tanin? Doesn't say anything on this. It's okay.
Yes, there are
Umas. Oh, the other nations of the world. Gets everybody together. Bayomu Karam Chemranula. On that day, sing to her a vineyard of vintage wine. That's when the choice vineyard will be taken out, and the good Jews will still be alive. Plus a gimel. Ani Hashem Noitzro Liragoyim. I am Hashem. I'm going to watch over it for certain moments. Ashkena, and I will water it. And Yivkodala Lila Vyom. That's a Reno. I watch it day and night to make sure that its leaves will never be lost. That's what's going to happen. I'm referring to Bnei Yisrael. I'm going to take care of them. Shomer Yisrael. Chema Ein Lo. I no longer have that anger. Me Neni Shamir Shayis B'Mokomo. Let's say I have to fight against thorns and thistles. I would step on them. And I'll set them on fire all together at once. Oh Yachzik B'Mo'uzi. Right? Oh Yachzik B'Mo'uzi Yasa Shalom Li. Shalom Yasa Li. If Or if I don't know how to translate this. How does it translate in English over there?
You have it right there.
I know, but it's not a good translation. Yeah, what does it say?
Grasp my stronghold.
Yeah. He will make peace for me. Peace will be made with me. All right, the line is, obviously, they're either going to make peace with me or they're going to die. If there's any thorns and thistles that get up of the other nations of the world, right, then they'll die immediately or they're going to make peace with me. Abayim Yashvei Yaakov, in the future, Yaakov will take root in the ground. Yatzi Tzufaraka will start sprouting up and becoming flowers. Yisrael. And that will be Bnei Yisrael. Umolu Bnei Tevel Tenuva, they're going to be filling the entire world with produce. It's going to be like literally no sin. Everybody's going to be doing good. Hakamakas Makeyu Hikahu. Did he kill them the same way he killed others? In Keherig Arugav Horog, did he murder them the same way he murdered the other murderers? With measure, sending them away to Rivena, you were able to fight against them. Haga Berucho Hakasha B'yom Kadim. You were able to, with your strong wind in an eastern day, or the eastern wind on a strong day, or whatever it is, you want to say it, that's how you're going to be able to get rid of them. Now that's the line over here, B'sasa'ol B'shalcha T'rivena. That's a pasuk that's used in the Gemara to answer what does B'sasa'ol mean. Regardless, no matter what they tried doing to us, we were the ones who were hit, we were the ones who were murdered, we were the ones who were thrown away by the wind. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of each one and he'll do it Mida K'neged Mida. However they tried to do it to us, Hashem will kill them. L'chem B'zosi Chupar Avin Yaakov. Therefore, this is how Yaakov's sins are forgiven. B'zekol Priyas Yer Chatzosu B'sumo Ko Avne Mizveak Avne Gir Minupatzos Lo Yikum HaShereim Bachamonim. Because this is the goal over here. We want to remove all their sins, right, so that they make all of their bubbles, all their, you know, the garbage stuff that they make, they'll be like crushed stones of chalk. While the Asherahs and the Chamonim, which are the sun images, they're never going to be rebuilt. And that's what we're going to say. Gir Betzura Bagod Nove Mishulach Benazov. Those big cities, right, they're going to be on their own, right? It's going to be desolate. It's going to be on its own, like in the middle of the Midbar Shom. Shom Yira Ego Vashom Yira Batzvachilav Sifel. That's where the calves will graze there. They're going to rest there, consuming all of its leaves. Not only is HaKadosh Baruch Hu going to exile not just to punish them. The whole point is to get rid of idolatry from the land completely. That's the kapara for Bnei Yisrael. Not only for a galus, but to get rid of any thoughts or semblance of avodah zarah that they might have. Bivosh kitzira tishavarna. When the leaves are dried, she will be broken. Nashim bolos meirus osah. The woman will come and they'll curse it out. Ki lo am binosu. Because it's a nation that doesn't understand. Okay, lo yachamenu. Therefore, God does not have mercy on them. Oseu biyotzor lo yichonenu. He does what he needs to them, and their Creator does not give them more grace. Again, this is referring to Bnei Yisrael. When our resources are exhausted, when everybody starts doing what they want to do, etc., then HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not do anything but punish them. And on that day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to thresh from the channel of the river all the way to Nachal Mitzrayim, and you will all be gathered one by one. You talk about Shofar Gadol. On that day, God will blow on that great shofar. Of all of the Beretz Ashur, and the lost ones will come from the land of Assyria, and Nidach Beretz Mitzrayim, and the forsaken ones from the land of Egypt, and they will bow down to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Yerushalayim. That's the idea behind it. So those are the lost ones. The lost ones are, whether they're part of the other nations or not, everybody will be able to find their way back. I told you not too long ago, Nechem, you were there, I believe, right, when we went to that funeral of that guy, right? So I went to a funeral, and I wrote about it on the Thursday night thing not too long ago. We went to a funeral last year, where they called us up, they needed a minion for the funeral. I said I would go, and I took 8 guys from Yeshiva with me, so we would have 10 people all together. Literally, the funeral guy and me. I had to bring 8 other guys. There was no family that was, there was one person who was quasi from, and I don't know what they ended up doing, but I brought 8 other guys with me. So we ended up going there, and this guy who passed away, there was a mental problem of some sort. I don't know. I was the rabbi of the funeral, right? Just leading the funeral stuff and whatever, doing whatever needs to be done. He was in the army at one point. I don't know. Something happened. The guy went crazy. He was in a nursing home, never had any real family. So he had a brother and a sister. The brother was somewhat from, right? Like quasi sort of religious, and the sister was married to an African American. She had 2 kids, and the 2 kids that were there, were you there? You weren't there, were you? You come with me, it was just you. So it was 2 African American kids. They were both big, right? One boy, one girl. They're both Jewish. Now these kids are in public school. They have no clue at all that they're Jewish. but they're Jewish. The mother is 100% Jewish, right? So I tried speaking to them. I wasn't able to come so near them or whatever it was. Tried wanting to say to them. So when they came back here to Skokie Yeshiva to eat their meal, the Sudas Avra, right? So they all came back here and they were there. And I kept like trying to go up to them and tried saying something to them. In the end, I was too weak. I didn't end up doing it. That's mamish midochin be'eretz Mitzrayim. The ones who are totally lost. You have no clue. You have no. They have no idea that they're Jewish. And you would tell them they're Jewish. They're just like, what are you talking about? They're not Jewish. They don't think that way at all. They are. They're 100% Jewish and they look black. Yeah. You would never know. You would literally never know. They don't look Jewish at all. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. They are. They're Jewish. Yeah.
The lost ones from Ashur and those who were pushed away in Mitzrayim. What is the.
So I believe the reason why is because the people in Ashur still kept the religion as best that they could remember it, and they still had a connection with the people in Eretz Yisrael. The ones who went down to Mitzrayim, especially those who went down to Mitzrayim early, lost everything. The base Knesset in Mitzrayim lost its semblance of Judaism very, very quickly. There was nothing there. And therefore, they were literally the lost ones. They were the Tinok Shenishbaz, so to speak. They got lost within the nation very quickly. It could be the people in Ashur. We don't know what happened in Ashur. Yeah, it could be the people in Ashur and didn't.
Go on, they will get assimilated and don't know Judaism.
Nothing left. Yeah, unfortunately, that's what happened. There may very well be a few people that were able to survive that are still Jewish, and that we don't know. Those are the Nidachim.
And doesn't the Gemara say, though, that Eliyahu doesn't come to be master or to be Mosi? Doesn't the Gemara say that?
I believe it's a Mishnah in Adius toward the end. He's not there to be Marchit, but that really may be referring to Mamzerus and telling people that, you know, they're whatever and stuff like that. Jews, I would assume he's going to say. I would assume, I'm not positive about that, but I would assume he's going to say, but Mamzerus, to say that certain people are Mamzerim, it also could be, there's a difference in time, when Eliyahu HaNavi is coming. Is this Eliyahu HaNavi when he's coming before Mashiach, or is this Eliyahu HaNavi by the times of Tchias HaMeisim? I would assume at some point we're all going to find out what our status is, and then we have our status officially. We could be converting, but that's that.
Everybody here saying the same thing, sort of, so to speak, as it's really geographical. They were far further away, so they were lost in Ashur, and since it was closer, they were pushed away in Mitzrayim.
Oh, pushed away is the line that they use?
Not pushed away, but like it's the actual distance between the two.
They got the more lost they got.
Yeah.
It's funny, because Ashur, I would think, is even closer. They're closer to Babel. They're closer to Eretz Yisrael, even though Mitzrayim is close. But I would have said the exact opposite. What did you say? La'ozen shengalu l'merchok la'ashur kore oten. I mean, I understand that Ashur is farther away from Eretz Yisrael, but Ashur is closer to where all the other Jews were in Babel. That's what I would have thought.
But that's what it is.
Where is Assyria? Assyria is Iran, right? That's Iran?
No, it's like, where is it? Northern Iraq and Syria.
Yeah. Okay, Northern Iraq and Syria.
Yeah, yeah. That is Iran.
Yeah. Well, hold on. I said it.
Assyria.
Assyria.
Oh, it's like northern Iraq.
Is Assyria Syria? I didn't think so. I didn't think the Assyrians. Yeah, they are. That was Iran. Iran is too high, though. It's too far to the right. It's far to the east. To the right. Right. If you look at a map. All right.
Is this the source for the shofar being blown? Is this the only source, or is there?
This is the famous Bat Shiyoma, who you talk about shofar gadol. This is the line, right? That the shofar is going to be blown. We're now off of Mashiach. We're going back to Bnei Yisrael and Bnei Yehuda being exiled. Okay, Bnei Yisrael and then Bnei Yehuda. Yeah, unfortunately, again, this is the theme, right? Going back and forth, back and forth. Koyater Geus Shikori Ephraim. Woe to the drunkards and Gaivadika people that are living in Ephraim. That's a pretty good name for them, right? The drunkards with Gaiva.
The people in Ephraim?
That actually sounds like an awesome band name. Like a heavy metal band. Yeah, I'm sorry, what?
Do the people in Ephraim, did they ever hear his testimony? He's in Yehuda. Did he go up there and tell them, like, guys, you guys have...
I don't know. I don't know if he was ever told to tell them. Mitzitz Novel. They've got fertile valleys, right? Tzvi Sifarto with beauty as their splendor. Ashal Rosh Gei Shemanim. We just keep seeing that name. I'm just saying. Ashal Rosh Gei Shemanim. That on the top of the valleys of their oils, Alume Yayin, they have so much wine and whatever it is. They're going to be the people that are up there. Not for a while, dude. In the kingdom of Bnei Yisrael, there is moral corruption. The problem is that, listen, when you have a lot of abundance, and people have a lot of riches, you don't know what to do with yourself, so you just do whatever the heck you want. You have arrogance and you start going around and whatever it was. What was the guy, who's the guy that just got the biggest contract in sports history? $325 million.
What?
Mike Stanton, right? So Carlos Stanton, is that his name? Okay, so you know what that is? The guy's line was, is that, no, I'm going to work for my money. There is no one that can work for that much money and make that much money back. 13-year contract, granted, something like that.
Guaranteed baseball, right?
It's guaranteed all the way through. There's no way you can get rid of it. Same with A-Rod and the same way with Albert Pujols. You'd think people would understand. Albert Pujols, A-Rod, you see the problems with such things, but 13 years. I guess the difference is he's 26 now.
They have insurance policies, nonetheless, right? I think the amount of people that will come to those games will give them maybe 300. Anyway, but that's that. We're dealing with a guy who is stricken with wine. They had a ton of stuff, and they abused it. They abused it completely. Right? Sa'ar kotez. Kizerem mayim kabirim shotvim iniach la'arz biyad. For HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a mighty and a powerful one, he is. He will bring down upon the land a torrent of hail, a destructive storm, like the torrent of a downpouring flood of rain. Baraglayim tiramasna. Right? It's going to be trampled with feet. Ateres geu shikori Ephraim. All those drunkards, all the people of Ephraim. And that's the idea that Ashur will come down like hail and knock them down. But he said, Tzitzit novel tzvizvarto. All the beauty that they had. Shall rosh geish manim that are on top of all the beautiful mountains. Kivikura. Right? Like the first fruits. The terem kayit. Asher yira roos. Ba'ud v'chapo yivla'ena. Right? It's right before the summer. Right? That stuff that comes right over there. Whoever sees it will see it like it will be like the first fruit before the summer, which is swallowed by the one who sees while still on the branch. Okay, that's cute. In other words, the first fruit that somebody sees on a branch. I remember when I was in my Zadie's backyard, he never could grow strawberries. Why couldn't he grow strawberries? Because whenever he got those tiny little buds of strawberries on the bush, I used to go and eat them. But he never understood how he was eating them. They were so good. I'm telling you, they're so good when they're tiny little babies. They're so good. So I used to eat them all the time. That's what it's going to be like. They're going to be quickly taken off, and Ephraim's going to be gone in a day. They're power, 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 and then all of a sudden they're gone. Ashur just lets them go, and it's going to be quick. On that day, Hashem will be the splendor, and the rest of the people will realize what they did wrong. He's going to be a spirit of judgment for those who sit in judgment. He's going to be a strength for those who are going inside the gates from the war itself. Those who retreat inside Yerushalayim's gates and ran away to Yerushalayim, they're going to see a Kadosh Baruch Hu. They're going to have a renaissance of religion. But then the people in Yerushalayim are going to be drunk with wine, with beer. They're going to make mistakes, that Kohen and the Navi. They're going to be drunk with beer. They're going to be swallowed up from the wine, in other words, destroyed, absorbed from the yayin. Making mistakes from the beer. Right? They're going to be involved with things that they never should have been involved with. They're going to fail in judgment. They're going to do terrible things in Yerushalayim.
Alcoholism. Called the drunkards of the crime. I was talking about the drunkards.
I mean, if that was the only drink that they had, I would assume drunkenness was always the problem. They didn't have anything else to drink. What else did you drink?
They didn't drink water. They had
but they had nothing else to do also. I mean, what were they doing all day?
Yeah, agreed. Well, no, the people you shalim, assuming working. The quantum, you mean?
No, but I mean, he's criticizing for doing something wrong. Like, what word did they have? I'm wondering, like...
Oh, no, they still have to work.
No, to get into work, I'm fine. So during the day, they're making money. He's saying that, what kind of trouble were they getting into?
Oh, apparently, I would assume Avodah Zarah or Arias. Those are the big two, right? Possibly a little bit of murder.
Alcoholism was the root. Doesn't mean they were getting drunk and going and having...
I think alcoholism is the root behind all evils, but yeah, it's possible that this is part of the reason why. Kikol Shulchanos Maluki, their tables were filled with throw-up. So Abeli Makom. And they went to the bathroom wherever they wanted, right? They went to the bathroom anywhere, wherever it was. That's the problem. Overeating, overdrinking, diarrhea, vomiting all over the place, covering the tables with absolute vomit and filth. That was disgusting. That's me, Yoredea. That's me, Yavin Shmuel. Yeah, it does. That's me, Yoredea. That's me, Yavin Shmuel. Who is going to be able to teach the wisdom? Who are they going to impart the knowledge to? Gemule may call up there like they're weaned from the milk, just taken away from the chest. Because little by little, law by law, right? Measure by measure. The air shum, a little bit here, a little bit there. The teachers are trying to teach them a little bit at a time, but they're just not getting it. It's like they're trying. They should be on a next level. They should be trying to get higher and higher and higher up, but they're not able to because these people are just not listening.
They didn't go to the dorm room and take out a paper and start learning with a guy like try to teach them.
Little by little, I want to teach you a halacha. That's the idea.
This is the source of Yoredea, by the way. Yoredea to be able to learn the laws, one or the other. So that's Yoredea from the Shulchan Aruch. In a corrupted tongue and in a foreign language, they're going to speak to the people. Asher Amar Alein, they're going to say to them, Zosa Menucha and Ichol Oyev. This is the resting place, and this is the place for the rest. Zosa Margea, this is the place for the weary. Lo Avu Shmoa, but they didn't want to listen. It sounds like, you know, the prophet was going up to them and say, listen, right? This is the time. In other words, the people are saying, like, listen, leave us alone. We're tired. Okay? We want to sleep a little bit. Give us a little bit of time, and eventually we'll bring ourselves up again. It's almost exactly what it's like when I go up to the drones and try to wake people up. It's almost exactly like that. Just give out, come on, give me some time. I'll be up there. I'll be there soon, Rabbi. I'll be there soon. I can guarantee you're not going to be there. Absolutely. And then the word of God will be, Tavlatov, Tavlatov, Kavlakov, Kavlakov, Zer Shom, Zer Shom. Right? They'll go and they'll fall backwards, right? And Minishbaro, they'll be broken, and Nokshim and Okado, they'll be ensnared and they'll be entrapped. Entrapped. Boy, they have. So listen to me, you scoffers. Moshla Amazash of Yerushalayim, leaders of the people in Yerushalayim. You said we made a treaty with death. Being Sholas in Ochose, right? Shoit. And with Sheol, we made a contract. Shotev, right? That goes together. It's going to be a lasting thing. Kiyavor lo yivoenu. Right? Whatever passes, it won't come upon us. Kisamnu kazov makseinu. We allowed lies to be our protection. We hid among our falsehoods. In other words, as long as we lie a little bit, as long as we don't tell the truth, everything's going to be okay with us. We'll get away from everything.
Is this
okay.
The whole thing of a top and top thing? Is he saying basically once the four truths are back? Like, well, they'll learn a little bit, they'll make a little progress, but then they'll fall back.
I think they're trying to do step by step by step, in other words, in order to get them little by little, but it still didn't work. Yes, they were taking steps backward. Every time you took a step toward them, they took that one step back. Maybe even two steps back, because you say it that way.
They would make one step forward. They'd learn a little bit, there sham, but then in between the there sham,
that's what the pasuk means. In Sion, I'm going to make a certain type of a stone. Okay, a cornerstone. He's going to be a foundation. Foundation. The believers should not be impatient. I'm going to make a mishpat for those who hope. I'm going to make tzedakah for those who weigh. Hail will sweep away all those falsehood places, and the waters are going to flood away all the hiding places. In other words, you trust in your lowercase g gods, I will take away every single one of them. You'll have absolutely nothing left. Pasuk Yuches. Mechupah bris ganes mavas. Your treaty with death is going to be mechupar, annulled. Because zus ganes sheol lo sakum. And your contract with death will no longer last. Shot shotev kiavor. There will be a lashing whip going through the land. The yisam lo lemermos, and you will be treaded upon. Midei avro yikachaskan. As it passes through, you'll be taken. Kevavoka vavoka yavor bayom olayla v'hayo rakas v'ah havin shmuah. It's going to pass day and night, right? And just hearing the news is going to be an absolute terror for you. And that's going to be the idea of Nebuchadnezzar, what he was going to do, coming day and night after Yerushalayim. Kikotzer amasim yisareva masecha tzarek yizkanes. Right? The mattress is too short for you to stretch out on it. The blanket is too narrow for you to be able to curl up inside it. There is going to be no place that will fully protect you. Kikahar pratim yakum Hashem. Like the Mount Pratim, God will get up. Ke'emet b'givon. Like the valley at Givon. Yirgaz. He will be act in rage. Lassos maseo, to do his deeds. Zor maseo, all strange things. V'lavar avodaso, nachri avodaso. And to do his avoda, right, which is a strange work, a foreign work over here. He'll drag out the suffering for Bnei Yisrael that they realize what went wrong. Do not scoff, because maybe your chastisement will be even worse. I heard this about complete destruction over the entire land. Listen to my voice. Listen to my words. Just the one who plows to sow. Does he plow all the time? Breaking up and knocking down the land. Let's say he evens it out a little bit. right? Behepitz ketach, and then he scatters around all the ketach, human, right? The kamon and other types of human. Yizrok, b'som chitah sora, and then he puts all the wheat in the ba'os, chitah sora, wheat and rose, u'sora nisman, and then he sets certain areas for the barley, the kusam is gulaso, and he puts on spelt all in the border. Yizrok nishman alav yorenu. It's God who teaches them, and it's God who goes around. In other words, this is all a farmer. The farmer has a plan, right? He doesn't do things randomly. He puts this here and that there and that there. Now, somebody who's uninitiated and doesn't know anything about farming will look at the guy and be like, what the heck? What are you doing that for? Why not do it that way? Why are you going on this? What are you doing that way? But the farmer knows exactly what he's doing. He knows that the barley will work perfectly here. The wheat is going to be perfect over there. The cumin is going to be perfect over here. He's got an idea, and it's not just kilayim, right? And he's sitting there. He knows exactly what it is. God is instructing him. Hashem is helping him along the way. It's not quickly and for no reason that he's putting the cumin in that way, right, in which it's threshed. But open a goal, I'll come on, as well as the wagons on top of the cumin. You sub that goes around the cumin. Mati yichavet ketach, the kamon bashavet. He uses certain tools for each one. Lechem yudok, the grain, the bread has to be threshed. Kilol netach adosh yidushana, I'm not going to knock it down forever. Bohamam yogal aglosso for ashav lo yudukenu. Rather, or else, right, even if they aren't threshed forever, the teeth of the wagon wheel should thresh the kernel, because if they do it the wrong way, then they're going to lose out on what they could possibly have, and that obviously is the worst thing to have. This too comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. His Eitzah is wondrous. He is able to do much wisdom, and that's the idea that everything there has a plan, says Yeshaya. You have to understand that. Even though we don't understand it now, there was a reason why he allowed every single thing over here to happen in this way. There was a point to it. Okay, we're going to stop with that, guys.